Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
How are you doing, Daniel?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, I'm well also. I hope you enjoyed the answer to your question.
I did. You always have a great way of parsing my questions to get another question out of there. I appreciate that.
It's not that I'm doing anything. It's just that people, one answer does generate questions in people's minds. So that's what happens in that question and answer series.
Yeah, I find it very enjoyable.
I enjoy answering them. It reminds me of things that I have forgotten. So it's always helpful. Right now, we're waiting for somebody else to come on so we can start.
Okay.
Yes, and
good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Tzerura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbeinu Tacharenu Nora Kufresh Ayin Sintet Nun. The letters of the month of Adar, the Gimel that created the planet Jupiter, the planet Tzedek, the planet of righteousness, and the Kuf that created the Dagim, the fishes, the astrological sign of Pisces. Together, the Gimel and the Kuf give us a humorous picture when translated as the monkey on the camel. Na Gibor Dor Shehudcha Kivavat Sham Reim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shem Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gam Leim Betet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushatach Yud Gimelamed Pe Zayan Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Sadiyutat. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we are going to separate the right column energy from the left column energy of this creation. We will be utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed L'alafim, Noseawon V'afesha V'chata'a, V'nakei, And now we're going to connect to the energy of the year 5777, the year of the goat. And we're going to connect to that energy through two verses that have the same energy, starting with Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words. Tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of each word, we can permute them into two Hebrew words, dir yam, which can be translated as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we will read comes from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And this verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed within it. And the letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. We're now going to connect to the year 5776, the year of the pause. And in that year, there are also two verses that connect to that energy of the pause. The first one that we will read is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Frak ha-kohanim ha-yulimat ve-lo yachlu le-ha-shit et kol ha-olot v'yechaskum acheichem ha-levim ad kelot ha-mlacha yad yitkachu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishrei levav Leit Kadesh Me HaKohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Wa La Me Hey 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 Akaa. The second verse connecting to this year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bilhu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe. Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. Now we're going to connect to the energy of swallowing death forever, which comes connected to the year 5775. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse we will read is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru mikol hamachavoya asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachon. Wechalati itchem, wechayim yeshno, v'aretz v'chipasti, oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav, yomru ayo. And the year 5774 is the year of peace in the Middle East. And we have one verse that connects to that energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasam timakom leami leIsrael untati vishakan tafta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God.
Randala.
And now we're going to scan the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left today, the fifth day of Adar, Rabbi Shmuel ben Matronai, Rabbi Daniel Proceeds, Rabbi Natalie Amsterdam, Rabbi Yosef Baumgarten, Rabbi David Povarsky, and Rabbi Hanoch Tzvi HaKohen Levin. And as is our wont, on Thursday evenings, we will also specify the Tzaddikim that left Friday evening, Shabbat, the 6th of Adar. Rabbi Shlomo Ephraim of Lunshitz, Rabbi Avraham Tzvi Patz, Novsky of Piotrkov, Rabbi Yitzhak Ezek Tob of Kalev, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Landau of Zabertz, and Rabbi Tzvi Kinstilcher. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bakora we will say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class for the Parasha of Truma. We're going to study section 6, which can be found in the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column, when we open that page, it gives us a list of all of the parashiot, all of the parashas. Scroll down till you find the parasha of Truma. Open that landing page and scroll down till you find section 5. And we will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Te Birchilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu Liachta L'shem Yud He Vav He B'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu Tu Me'atzei Halvanon Ilein Shit Yomin Divrei Shit V'kol Yoma V'yoma Mesader V'hai Apiryon Sidura de itchaze, leya sidura, kad ma'a it nagid mesit radimina or kad ma'a it kaniz it natil mesit radimina ve'al b'hai apiryon al yada diyusu soda Chad v'yavid be'yashimusha levatar apik ahu afiryon Chad diyukna kegavna dehayor v'da uraza diktiv Yehiyor v'yehiyor kewan diamar yehiyor Amai ketiv vayhi or la itzterich kera lemiktav ela vayhi kein mahu vayhi or ela dehahu or apik or achara deitchazelea v'dayihu yoma kadma'a Meinun atse halvanon. The translation. Another explanation of the woods of Lebanon. These are the 6 days of creation, for each day is arranged on this palanquin in the system that applies to it. Every attribute of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Chod, and Yesod of Zeranpin that are completed through Bina bestows one part in the edifice of Malchut that is called Palanquin. The first system, the first light that was concealed, is drawn from the right side of Bina, and it takes from the right side of Zeranpin. Who enters this palanquin upon one foundation and cohabits with it. Afterwards, the palanquin produces an image that is suitable for this light, which is the attribute of chesed of the palanquin. This is the secret of what is written, let there be light, and there was light. After it said, let there be light, why add, and there was light? It could have just been written, and it was so. Wherefore does it say, and there was light? It means that this light brought forth a different light that was suitable for it. And this was the first day of these woods of Lebanon. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as it is written. What is not clear is the process of how the light of Chachma gets to Chesed. Pasuk 27. Sidura tinyana it knagid misitra dismala perishu demaya bingidu Te'esa takifa ve'it natil mesitra Dismala ve'al b'hai apiryon ve'aved Be'yashimusha ve'afrish ben Mayim devistar yemina uven inun Mayim betevistir semala levatar apikahu apiryon chadiyuvna kegavna dileya vedaihu razadiktiv bein hamayim asher mitachat La rakia uvein hamayim asher me'al la rakia vayehi kein v'dayihu Yoma tinyana ma meinun ate halvanon. The translation. The second system, the separation of the waters, is drawn from the left side of Bina by the drawing of a strong fire taken from the left side of Zeranpin. It enters into the palanquin, it mates with it, and divides between the water on the right side and the water on the left side. Afterwards, the palanquin brought forth an image similar to this, and the attribute of Givora of the palanquin was built. This is the secret of the verse. The waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. This is the second day of these woods of Lebanon. My commentary. In this pasuk, we learn that the right column also has a left column of the right column. The left of the right needs to be separated from the right of the right. This is describing the process by which the world of Tikkun, our world, is created different from the worlds of Nikudim and Akudim, the worlds of Tohu and Bohu. In addition to this learning, we also learn that the process of the creation of Zeranpin is from within Bina and is essentially from the frame of reference called right column. Pasuk 28. Siduratilita itnagid mesitra tiem saita unisitra dimina chadyoma talita adiaved shilama bialma. Umitaman itmeshiku evin lekola vedavid shinusha behaya piryan viapik zina lzineya zina liovadin segiin. Zina deit chazelea, v'kol deshaim, v'asavin, v'ilanin, v'kama, helin v'ishtear, v'yukneya, kaman v'apik, zina hahu apiryon. Kihahu gavna mimash namash vidayu yomatalita deit galil mehmiv sitrin meidun atse halvanon. The translation. The third system, a certain third day, is drawn from the central side and the right side, meaning the attribute of Tiferet of Zeranpin, which is the central column that makes peace in the world between the two columns, right and left, where fruit proceeds to everyone, and it cohabits with this palanquin and draws forth a species after its kind. A species that does many actions, like the kinds that fit it accordingly, meaning all the vegetation and grasses and trees in many strengths, and its image remains in a palanquin. That palanquin brings forth a species exactly identical to it that came forth from the central column, and the attribute of Tiferet of the palanquin is built. This is the third day that indicates both sides, or that includes both sides, right and left of these woods of Lebanon. my commentary. This verse is explaining that in Bina, the right and the left are mixed together in some way that then reflects back to Zeran Pin as the central column. Pasuk 29. Sidura Riviya Eat Megid Veit Mehir Mehiru Dishim Shah Leon Hara Lehai Apiryon Goy Hashuch Tileya Vial Beya Leon Haga Vilave Beya Shimusha Adyoma Samisha Adyapik Hayapiryon Hahushimusha Din Hiru Deal Beya Vioma Devia Viapik Hahu Apiryon Behahu Gavna Mamash Tehahu Nehiru Vidaihu Yoma Revia Chad Meinun Atse Halvanon. The translation. The fourth system, the light of the sun, is drawn and illuminates this palanquin in the midst of its darkness. It enters to illuminate but does not cohabit with it until the fifth day. Then the palanquin brings forth the cohabitation of the illumination that entered it on the fourth day. And the palanquin brings forth the exact likeness of that light. The attribute of Netzach of the palanquin is built in this way. This is the fourth day, which is one of the woods of Lebanon. My commentary. This is describing how male and female are always co-joined, with one being slightly in ascendance. There is female in every male, and yet they are male. There is male in every female, and yet they are female. The statement that this is the fourth day is relating to teach that in the world of action, in the world of tikkun, the male is slightly more in this world. This has been true in earlier generations. Yet in the current generation, the growth of the female continues. Pasuk 30. Sidura chamisha it negid chad mishiku dir hishu demaya yaved shimusha leapka ahu hiru the sidura dioma rivia yaved behai apiryon Shemusha, Viapik Zinin, Dzineya, Inundit Chaze, Kehahu Gavna, Mamash Havehai, Yoma Shemesh, Ahu Shemusha, Yatir Mikol Shear. Yomin Wikola Talia Ad Yoma Shatita Apiapik Aprion Kolma Dihawa Ganiz Bea Dikti Hotse Haaretz Nefesh Chaya Lamina with Gomer the Daihu Yomaha Misha Had Meinun Atse Halvanon. the translation. The fifth system, one drawing of the swarming of the water, was brought forth and mated so as to bring forth that light from the system of the fourth day. It cohabited with that palanquin on the fifth day and brought forth species according to its very own kind. This day of the woods of Lebanon did that action more than in other days, because it perfected the attribute of Hod in the palanquin with the sweetened judgments of Bina. It was all suspended until the sixth day, for the palanquin brought forth all that was hidden in it, as it is written, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind." This is the fifth day, one day of the woods of the Lebanon. My commentary. With knowledge of the Midrash relating to the fifth day of creation, this pasuk becomes clear. It also is confirming the suspending of the action by the creations until man is created on the sixth day. Pasuk 31. Sidura shetita da'ihu yoma diatkin kol hayapir yon belet leya tikuna belet leya tukpa bar mehai yoma kad ata hai yoma itakan Hi Apirion Bekama Ruhin Bekama Nishmatin Bekama Ulematan Shapiran Behezu Inunde Itzazun Lemeta Behek La Demalka Uf Ihu Itakan Bishbilru Kosha Ar Yomin Dehawo Bekad Meta Beatkin Lon Betiufa Uta Hada Biruta Behedva Tikuna Dile la witata. The translation. The sixth system, it is the day that perfected the entire palanquin. The palanquin has no perfection in power except through that day, which is Yesod of Zeranpin, because the palanquin does not receive anything from those above except through Yesod of Zeranpin. When that day came, the palanquin became perfected with many spirits, with many souls, and with many beautiful maidens, who are seven chambers that serve Malchut, those ones worthy to sit in the king's chamber. Yesod also was perfected with the beauty of all the days that preceded, because Yesod includes all the 5 days, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. And it perfected them with one wish, with desire, with joy, and with perfection of above and below. My commentary is that this verse is clear when we read it with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 32. Kedenit Kadash Hai Apiryon Bekidushin Ilain Beitatar Beitro Adisalik Bisliku Titra Denaicha Beitre Shema Ila'a Shema Kadisha Tei Shabbat Na echad kola tiuvata dekola devekuta dekola deela witata kachada uktein ketiva firion asalot hamelech shlomo Me'atze halvanon. The translation. King Solomon is a chariot for Yesodav Zeranpin. Excuse me, that's not the translation, that's my commentary. The translation. Then this palanquin became sanctified and with supernal sanctities. And adorned with its crowns until it ascended with the rising of the crown of rest and was given a supernal name, the holy name, which is Shabbat. This is the tranquility of all, the desire of all, and the cleaving of all, of above and below together, of which it is written, King Solomon made himself a palanquin from the woods of Lebanon. My commentary. King Solomon is a chariot for Yesod of Zeranpin. This is learned from his name, Shlomo, which has a shoresh. Which has a shoresh in, which is Shalem, which means complete and or perfect. Pasuk 33. Amar Rabbi Shimon man dezake pehahu apiryon zake bekola zake lemeta benaicha Tetzila dekucha barichu, kada abetzilo, chimati, liashavti, behashta diativna, betzila denaicha, dait lan leistachla, tila yatvenan. Ela betzila dekudcha barichu goy hahu apiryon beitlan veatara hayatar beitrin ilain adyitarun ilane dehahu apiryon lemete Alan Betzila Achara. The translation. Rabbi Shimon said, the one who merits that palanquin merits everything. He merits to sit and rest in the shadow of Hashem. As it is written, I sat down under his shadow with great delight. Now that I sit in the shadow of this rest, we have to see that we are sitting in the shadow of the Holy One, blessed be He, within that palanquin. But we have to adorn this place with supernal crowns until the trees of that palanquin are aroused to come to us with a different shadow. My commentary. To understand this pasuk, we need to understand and define palanquin. The dictionary defines palanquin as, in India and in the East, a covered litter for one passenger, consisting of a large box carried on two horizontal poles by four or six bearers. In Kabbalah, this is a chariot, and the bearers are Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, and Joseph. Notice the difference of this order. to the history of the births of these people, these chariots. There is a big secret to this issue. It indicates a change so that Malchut is an upside-down world compared to the upper worlds. That's the end of section 5. Does anybody have a question?
Hanok, I have a question.
Go ahead, Daniel.
What do they mean when it says, until the trees of that palanquin are aroused to come to us with a different shadow?
Which verse are you reading?
The last one. At the very end, it says, with a different shadow.
On one of the 70 explanations is what I commented upon. Time runs in a different direction in the spiritual worlds than it does in our physical world. In our physical world, it runs forward. In our spiritual world of Zerampin, it runs relative to the what we see as forward, it runs backward. Their future is our past. Our future is their past. And this is why they can whisper secrets to people when we go astral traveling, or we're doing dreaming, or we're doing other different psychic abilities. They teach their past, and we perceive it as our future. That's one meaning of the idea, a different shadow. There are other meanings, which I think once I've given you that hint, you should be able to determine on your own. But if you want some additional information after you've contemplated it, send me a question and we'll discuss it in the question and answer series. But if you decide to do that, please specify the Pasuk number so I can get back and remember what I said tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Hanok.
Did I give you a hint, Daniel?
Well, it has to do with the supernal crowns.
Yes.
So I will start there.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions? I know it's early, but it's Shabbat coming, so it's a lot of preparation tomorrow. And we also have the seventh day of Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu's Hilulah, which is tomorrow night, or not tomorrow night, but Saturday night, Motzi Shabbat. So I'm asking, and I will take your permission to get a few hours of additional sleep tonight. Classes tomorrow, we don't have classes Friday. But on Saturday at 6 o'clock, we will have a Havdalah connection, which includes third meal and building our immune system. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class for the Parasha of Tetzaveh, the Parasha that misses Moses, doesn't have Moses' name within it, at least not overtly. And then at 11 o'clock, and these are all West Coast times, we will begin our study of the Moshe Rabbeinu's Hilulah. And I hope you'll join us. There will not be a class on Sunday morning at 10:30 by virtue of the discussion of our all-night Hilulah for Moshe Rabbeinu. We will make it up in one of the classes next week. Are there any questions? Shalom to all. Shabbat shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.